Welcome to Smodcast. I'm Kevin Smith.
And I'm Jennifer Schwalbach.
Welcome back, love.
Thanks, baby.
This is kind of an emergency Smodcast.
5 minutes ago, I was sitting on our couch, watching Seinfeld on my computer.
And?
Then you came home.
I was like, we need to Smod! I ran afoul of the airlines.
Gathered.
One of them. Kind of. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. And I don't know how to feel about it, but
you feel the need to share here, that you just need to talk about it.
I need to get off my chest. You know what really it is? I just want to get down the timeline. I want to get everything down because you know what I'm saying? Just so it's there.
Right.
Because unfortunately, I already started tweeting about the situation because
I'm shocked.
Yeah, I know, but I had to. Oh my God. I was so like, well, let me get to the particulars.
Okay.
I went this morning up to San Francisco to see Malcolm to record our live Smodcast, which people would have been hearing right now had not, you know, my portly misadventure happened later on. So I'm up there. We record the Smod. I flew up this morning. Southwest Airlines, a lot of people on Twitter, because I put up a picture of myself making a fat face on the plane, which will
start
come.
I will.
Later. But anyway, a lot of people on Twitter were going, why are you full coach and shit like that? Southwest Airlines, for those that don't know, is like it's the Greyhound of the sky. It's a bus. It's an Airbus. There is no first and class or coach. It's basically we take it for when you live in Los Angeles, you take it to Vegas and you take it to San Francisco or Oakland.
And
which
they
is
fly
awesome.
From Burbank.
They fly straight out.
Which is our favorite
airport on the planet. Which is largely, you know, populated by Southwest. There are other airlines there.
It's just very small.
Valet parking. You can drive right up to this port. It's
much
awesome.
Closer to our house.
Yeah, not LAX. I mean, it's just great airport. So we tend to try to fly out of there a lot. Not when we're going across
but
country.
Really it's only to Vegas and San Francisco.
Yeah. And I had been to San Francisco earlier in the week when I did Macworld.
Right, you flew out Thursday, flew home Thursday.
Yes. Now, when I fly Southwest, generally, I like to buy two tickets. Why is that? I'll tell you why. Generally, I buy two tickets because I don't want to be gauche. But Southwest flights are cheap. They're fucking cheap. Like, right. You could fly to Vegas for $100
and
some
also
days.
That way you and I can sit together.
So, well, I mean, even if I'm traveling alone,
okay.
I tend to buy two seats because I'm flying on the welfare airline,
totally
food stamp airline. Like, I think I can indulge myself with two seats because it is an Airbus. And when you are sitting next to
it's coach
and I can afford to do it.
I mean, yes.
So if we fly together, then we get a whole row.
Exactly.
Like, you know, that way we can have a space between us, but we cuddle up and shit like that. And we can lay in one's lap. So Southwest, I like to take two seats. When I flew out the other day to go to Macworld, I had three seats because I think you were supposed to go.
I was.
You were supposed to go, so we had three seats.
Right.
And then you couldn't go. And then I went to the airport and printed out one ticket, even though I had three seats. Because I forgot that I had three seats because you weren't there to be like, we got three. So I just printed up. I put in my card, gave me my boarding pass, and I fucked off. That was that. With a seat. Like, because I could fit into a Southwest Airlines seat. This is the important part of the story. If I have to, I could fly one seat in Southwest.
I
just opt not to because it's way more comfortable, and I got enough money to do it.
Right.
So this day, I had three seats. It would have been with you. You didn't go. So that meant I had two seats to myself. So I forgot. When I got to the gate, they were like, it's a packed fly. I'm like, oh, shit. I should get at least one of the other seats so I'm not fucking crammed up next to somebody and shit like that. Taking up any of their seat space, God forbid my flab roll onto them.
I sit next to you on planes all the time. That doesn't happen.
I'm not there yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, I'm a fat man. I've grown up fat and there are varying degrees of fat. Like, I'm fat, yes, but like, Am I John Candy yet? No.
Let's not be unkind.
But I'm not John Candy's dead, but B, I'm just using that as a body type. I'm not, well, he was taller than me, but I'm not that, like, say what you will about me.
You wear it well.
I do. I wear it fairly well for what it is. You know what I'm saying? Not that everyone's like, ooh, how do you wear it well? Teach us, because nobody wants this. But if you have to have it, I do wear it fairly well. So I would know. I mean, I live my life fat, and I have to navigate through a thin person's world all the time. And as such, you would never put yourself into harm's way, so to speak, in regards to your girth or size.
You wouldn't set yourself up.
Never.
Right.
That's another part, important part of the story that'll come into play later.
Got it.
So I'm flying out, and I go, you know, I go up to the desk. I was like, I think I had three seats, but I only grabbed one. Can I grab one of the other seats? Because it looks like we're going to be packed in the flight. And a Southwest employee named Suzanne helping me out, and she printed up accidentally the three seats. And I'm like, I didn't want the three seats, because if I leave it in a machine, you know, then I could just use that ticket again in the future. Because you weren't there, what was the point? So she gives me the two other spare seats, which then means that those seats have been used. And I mean, I just wanted the one. And I was like, ma'am, I want the one. And these fuckers are so, like, under stress for, like, getting the plane out on time. She's like, go, get on the plane. Like, just send it in for a rebate when you go. When you get home, just go, go.
Excellent customer service.
Oh, I mean, and that's the thing. You like, you want to be pissed, but it's like, look, I get it. I've had a boss once. They, you know, they've, unfortunately, this all comes down to the short-sighted corporate thinking of, like, do this, be on time, fucking this many people per, blah, blah, blah. It's that kind of shit that people underneath have to enforce. So naturally, when it comes to customer service, you can't expect they're always going to be like, hi, welcome to Disney World. But Southwest, generally speaking, is a friendlier airline. Or at least, maybe I'm misconstrued that because they make jokes when you go to Vegas.
Right. They're just more, they're far
they're
less
a little
formal.
More cash. Yes,
right.
Very cash, very casual. Okay. So, and she gives me three tickets. She's rushing me. Just send it in when you get home. I'm never going to remember fucking
never.
Do that. And I'm out like $200, wherever that was. But, you know, and ultimately I didn't even use three seats. I didn't take a bro. I sat in one seat on the plane. There was a lady who came. I guess the plane was full. And she came into my row and she went to sit. And I had to be like, oh. And she looked like the chick who played the mom in Silence of the Lambs. The mom of the chick that gets stolen. And I remember, like, all this happens in a fucking flash.
Is that an important part of the story?
Not really, but it's just like, I remember it happened so fast, and I remember looking up to be like, she's trying to move into the aisle. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I bought two seats, and I had the seat, the ticket that says, like, reserve seat or whatever. And I'm looking at her, and she looked at me like a little, like, either stung or a little bit of recognition. I don't know what the look was, but I'm looking at her going, like, I think that's the chick, the mom who, you know, who faces Hannibal Lecter when he's wearing the mask. When he's like, love your suit, you know, or love your pantsuit, whatever he says. Love your dress. So anyway, I used one seat to keep distance between me and the other guy, you know, whoever I was sharing the aisle with and shit, and flew home, and that was that.
This was Thursday.
This was the other day for Macworld. And then I flew back out today, this morning, to go see Malcolm and do the live smodcast at the IBR, at the International Bear Rendezvous, the Big Bear Convention, where I was in a room full of people who look like me.
How was that?
Muscly and gay. No, they're fat. They're like dudes who look like very large dudes who look like me. It's awesome. I'm like,
I know.
Yeah,
I
when
love
I
IBR.
Sat down at the table, like to do the recording, anytime I sit down at a table in public, I'm sucking it as much as I can. And then I'm like, oh, this is the one place in the world where, like, you know, and I exhaled and shit and knocked people into the next county over to Oakland and shit. But I mean, you know, it was comfortable. It was cool being in the room, and me and Malcolm were up there and you know, doing the smod and talking about being fat and blah, blah, blah. So it was a fat, fat day. And not like let's celebrate our unhealth, but just, you know, it's not like
people.
Yeah, just jolly. Everyone being jolly and shit. And these cats particularly jolly because they like cocksucking. And as Malcolm talks about it, like, which you would hear right now if it weren't for the fucking bastards of Southwest, you know, he goes on this wonderful explanation about, you know, being ostracized based on his size and finding a place in a community where that's accepted and blah, blah, blah. Shit like that. You know, like he found a bunch of chubby chasers. Like I found you, he found a bunch. But a place, you know, that's, I tend not to think about the size thing a lot because, like, I own it and make a joke of it or, you know, I built a career on it. Without it, what the fuck would I be talking about? Just eating your ass all the time.
You've also always lived with it, too.
Yeah. Like, I've been,
it's just part of who you are.
Totally. And it's never been, like, some, I mean, look, it's an impediment if, like, somebody's like, hey, man, let's go hike and run. And I'm like, oh, no, it's okay. But I wouldn't hike run even if I was there, probably. So I'm not saying, yeah, it's cool to be fat, but I'm saying it's not some fucking crimson handicap. It's just something, you know, that I've dealt with. And if it truly bothered me, I obviously would do something I've done in the past where I'll take off my weight and shit like that. This last year in my life, was more about taking care of the upstairs than the downstairs, so to speak. Was more about taking care of me and taking, like, giving myself a rest, recharging the batteries, you know, weed and Chautauqua and whatnot. you know, and so, yeah, I put on some weight. There was a point where I was losing weight smoking weed, which was amazing. But then when we went to England, suddenly I started, yeah, it was like all that rich food. I'm
but
you, the British.
You always look the same to me, though.
That's what Mojo says as well.
You always look the same to me.
I ask Mojo all the time. I'm like, come on, dude.
I know, but he doesn't see you naked. I don't think.
No, but you barely do anyway.
No.
But he says the same thing. He's like, honestly, dude, he's like, I mean, he's like, I don't mean to insult you, but you just always look kind of the same to me in terms of like, you're bigger than I am. I'm like, well, yeah. But I mean, there are days where I'm triple your size. Do you ever stop to go like, Kev, sit down, we have to talk? And he's like, I don't know. It doesn't register that way for me.
To me either.
Which is very sweet of you to lie.
You know, anyway, I'm not that nice.
You're not. So so we go to this thing and have a gay old time, as they say on the Flintstones. Head to the airport. I'm early. Right. I'm booked on a 7 o'clock flight or 7:10, mm-hmm. whatever it is. And I have two seats. These flights go almost every hour from Southwest, right. You know, from Oakland to Burbank. So, you know, I'm like, fuck it. I'll try to get on an earlier flight, man, because I just want to go home and... This is the problem. I want to come home and fuck my wife. Like, I haven't fucked my wife in 2 days or more. More than 2 days. It's been a few days. But, like, everything's been jumping and they're getting laid. So, at this point, I'm like, hey, man, I finished Gay Smod with Malcolm. Gay Bear Smod.
Which was enough drama in itself.
I mean, yeah. I mean, fuck.
The
that
family
could be a whole
feud
Smod
with
case.
Malcolm
totally.
Last week
Malcolm,
was...
like, collapsing ugh. Into a hissy fit and becoming very diva-like. But, anyway, that's in the past.
Okay.
But,
so you try to get on the 520.
So I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I'm going to get on 520 because I want to come home and I want to fuck my wife. You know, so like, I'm done. I've finished all my responsibilities for the weekend. It's time to fucking kick back.
It's been busy.
Drink some gin and smoke some mass. It's been busy. And this is now, it's Miller time. This is Schwabach time.
Yeah.
So so I head in and I go up to the counter and I'm like, you know, hey, I would like to see if I get a standby on this thing. And naturally, I mean... No, I just, there's no customer service whatsoever left. I'm not going to say in this whole country, but like, it's just tough to find somebody who gives a fuck. And, you know, granted, I'm the guy who made Clerks, but I was never that clerk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just, I don't know. How do people do it? How do you show that little interest in somebody that like really holds sway over your fucking job? So here I am trying to get on the early flight. I'm like fucking 2 hours or more before my flight and whatnot. And so the chick at the counter, very disinterested, is like, here's this pass. This will get you down to the gate. They have to do it there. I'm like, okay. Let's go down to the gate. And I first, you know, there's three people in line. And this counter, the way they do the counter, not every gate doesn't have a counter anymore. Like, once again, in the downsizing and fucking corporate mentality of save a goddamn fucking dime, instead of every gate having, like, you know, a desk and an attendant or two to deal with like a full flight of people. Southwest in Portland has, or Oakland rather, has like a desk that serves three different gates that are at least fucking 20, 30 yards apart, maybe 50 yards apart.
Not convenient.
Makes no fucking sense. Two people behind the counter, three flights of people with tons of questions trying to get on standby, blah, blah, blah. So I finally get up to the counter and I'm just like, hey, they gave me this pass. I'm on a 7 o'clock and they gave me this. And it just says hand over for a boarding pass. I didn't know if that meant, do I do that now? And they're like, no, you're fine. And I was like, okay. They told me I was on a list up front of mine. I just want to make sure I'm on that list because if a chance, I want to get home. And if a chance opens up, I really want to go home. They're like, well, yes, you're on this list right here. I was like, okay, I'm going to just be over here. You know, I did one lap and then looked for something to eat. I went and grabbed pizza. I went and grabbed a Hawaiian pizza from fucking California Pizza Kitchen. A small one. Didn't even eat. Ate half of it. That's an important part of the story as well.
Of course.
And a bottle of water. So I'm done with that. And then, you know, I just didn't feel like eating the rest. Went over to check the gate again. Nothing, no movement. And then I was like, you know, I just want to... That person who dealt with me before barely looked at me.
Did not inspire confidence.
Really. It was that. It was just like, you know, I hate to fucking tell a motherfucker a job, but they didn't even look at me or my business. So I was like, maybe I'll try the other one. And, you know, because there was fewer people at the counter. I'll try somebody else. And it's the chick, Suzanne, from the other day. And she don't recognize me at all, I don't think. But I totally recognize her, which is really strange. Because you would imagine it'd be vice versa. which later on comes into play.
Oh, boy.
But in this moment in time, I'm like, hey, it's the fucking chick from the other day who printed out 3 tickets. I didn't like, throw a hissy fit at, but...
It cost you 200 extra bucks.
Yeah, but, you know, whatever. And so, you know, I'm not gonna, I don't want to report. I don't want to fucking be like, hey, this fucking person for fear that she gets in trouble. I'm not. I mean, contrary to popular belief, I'm not a boat rocker. I could be loud. You are a boat rocker.
I'm the one who's screaming.
Schwabach is the big shitster, man, where she's just like, scorch the earth. And you're like, why? What'd they do? And she's like,
this is unjust. We're leaving.
Not even that. You're just like, because it's fucking Tuesday. Just scorch it. You know, it's just like, at least I've got reasons and shit. But I'm so not the dude that bitches normally.
Never.
And I'm always like, shut up. Go away. Don't fucking make. Oh my God. Just shut up, Jennifer. I won't let you fight with store people, with clerks, with fucking like. I try to blend into the woodwork. Totally blend into the woodwork. So I'm at the counter and I approach the counter again and Suzanne, I was like, hi. And I'm acting like I haven't had the first conversation. You know what I'm saying? Because that would be admitting to the other person.
It was
that,
the right thing to do.
Yeah, like this motherfucker did not inspire my confidence, as my wife would say. So, you know, I'm like, hey, I've got this ticket from up front and you know, they're saying that I don't know. I can't understand. On the front of the ticket, it says handed in for a boarding pass. I don't know if I was supposed to do that now or later or something like that. And then old dude pipes in. He's like, that happens at 10 after. And I was like, okay, but am I on a list or something like that? And the Suzanne looks and she's like, you are on a list, but it's a very, very packed flight. And I was like, okay. And she was like, and if everyone checks in, there's only going to be one extra seat left. And I was like, am I at the top of the list? She's like, yeah. I was like, great. I'll take it. Don't worry about my 2 seats, man. Right. I'll leave one. I just want to go home. And she's going, and she stops Suzanne at this point, kind of pauses a little bit and goes, well, you know, there's the safety issue. And I go,
oh, shit.
What do you mean, safety issue? She goes, well, I mean, you just have to, if your armrests have to be able to, and she's really like trying to struggle to find the terms. And I'm confused because I'm like, what, am I sitting next to a door? You need me to open the door if the plane goes down? I can do that. Like, I'm ready at that. If I'm alive, I'll happily open the door for everybody. That's not what it is. You know, I may not be Albert Einstein, but I'm pretty quick. And eventually it caught up to me.
And what were you thinking then?
And I go, oh, you thought I bought 2 tickets because I'm fat. I said, ma'am, I'm fat. I'll be the first to tell you I'm fat, but I ain't that fat yet where I got to buy 2 seats to fly on Southwestern. You know what I'm saying? Like, for fat people, there's a bar, and I haven't hit that bar yet. So, no, I just buy 2. That's not because of my weight. I just don't like people. I don't like to sit next to people. And she was like, oh, okay. And I was like, so please, if there is one seat, don't worry about my other one. I didn't want to say, you already blew $200 for me the other day, you know, but I was just like, don't worry about the other one. It's cool. I went and sat down. One point, there's a chick walking by who's makes the eye contact and shit and comes over. Oh my God, she's all nervous. And hi, how you doing? We chit chat and shit. She's going to see her parents, blah, blah, blah. So we're talking for a bit. And then I'm looking at the lady at the desk and I keep saying, I'm sorry to be rude. I'm not looking through you, but I just like, if I see other people coming into this desk, I don't want them to give away this one seat. Because I talked to the lady at the desk.
So you were hanging out with some random chick at the airport?
I totally was.
You.
Totally
was.
You know, look, she could have fucking been Megan Fox.
And I'm just teasing.
Wouldn't have mattered, but she was not Megan Fox. But she was a lot. I don't know. She liked my shit. So I don't know if Megan Fox likes my shit. So if I had to break it down between this chick at the random chick at the airport and Megan Fox, random chick was a lot nicer.
I didn't even know that you had a Megan Fox thing.
I don't, but like, right, anyway, she's very pretty. so anyway, okay, you keep derailing me, baby. Blah, blah, blah. We're chit-chatting. And I keep watching the desk. And at one point, they don't go on a loudspeaker to tell you, you know, stand by. It's just the chick literally practically whispers, Kevin Smith. And only because I'm staring at her.
Right.
What is I like? Excuse me. And I went, yeah, that's me. Here's Kevin Smith. And so I hand in my, and I say goodbye to the girl. And she's off to visit her parent or mother in Phoenix or something. And I hand my 2 tickets over. And they hand me back 2 pieces of paper. One is a ticket and one is like a drink ticket, you know, because I was flying the business
select.
It's not even business class select. It's just like you pay an extra $15 or some
to get
shit
to the front of the line.
You get to the front of the A section and they give you a free drink on the plane. I don't drink booze, so it's a complete fucking waste, but I like being at the front of the line, so that helps too. So she gives me 2 documents and I'm looking at them. I go, I said, but what do I do? I had 2 tickets. She's like, there's only one seat. And I was like, oh, I understand, but what do I do about the other ticket that I had? And she was just like, there's only one seat, just get on the plane, you're gonna miss the plane, the door's gonna close. I'm like, ma'am, I understand. I'm just looking for a little information here. I gave you two tickets. Now I have one ticket. Where'd that money go? She's like, it'll just be credited to your account. Just go. And I was like, you know what? It's unfair. I just want a little information. She goes, you know, I'm sorry. And I was like, that's all. It's a simple question.
Right.
And I'm literally like that. I'm not downplaying myself. Believe me, I'll do the impression of me later on where I start getting tight. Good, but at this point, you know me. I don't.
Never rude.
Never. Death before discourtesy is my fucking mantra.
Because you never want to give anybody something
never.
To say.
It may
ever.
Not be altruistic. I'm not going to say like I'm like fucking St. Francis of Assisi. I love all animals and shit and human beings as well. Or joke.
You have exceptional manners.
I was raised very well. And also, it's not completely altruistic. I never want to give anyone cause to be like, that fucking clerk's right. asshole, blah, blah. Never.
Right.
Never. So I'm heading toward the door. There's a dude at the doorway. I hand one dude my ticket. He takes it. He goes, thanks. I was like, I'm good. Anything else? He goes, you're all good. I was like, woo, I made it. And there's a dude, another dude who's not, I guess he's going on the plane. I'm not sure. I never saw him again, so he must have went on the flight. He's in the doorway and he sees me coming in. He goes, whoa, whoa, who are you? And I go, oh, I'm standby guy. And they put me on. And he goes, well, are you Ravna? And he said something to somebody else. Is he Ravna? And I was like, I didn't know what the word was. And I was like, what is that, man? Am I being declassified as fucking luggage? And he goes, what? And I go, am I being declassified as luggage, dude? And he goes, no, I said revenue. And I was like, what does revenue mean? He goes, revenue means you pay for your ticket. I said, oh, yeah, I paid for my ticket.
Oh, what did he think? You looked like a hobo?
And or like, you know, I was a person who had missed some other flight and they give you some makeup ticket. Like he was saying, you paid for this. Revenue means I paid for that flight.
Oh,
it wasn't
I see.
Like some makeup ticket or some frequent flyer bullshit.
Got it.
When you pay cash, they'll, you know, they're like, look, we got to take care of people to pay cash. Never mind.
Right.
People are like, I saved my points. You know, it's just like cash first. They bring me, he's revenue. He says, oh, we're right at the front door of the plane now, at the end of the jetway. And there's a little blonde stewardess in the doorway who lights up like Christmas upon seeing me. And I'm like, right on, man, a friendly in the air, friendly skies and shit. And I was like, hi. And she's like, oh, my God. And I was like, hi, how are you? And she's like, this is so cool. This is going to be the best flight ever. And I was like, great. Which is funny in a few seconds. So we get into it. I walk onto the plane. It is packed because it's fully loaded at this point. Everybody's loaded. I'm immediately doing the Bionic Man scan of the fucking joint to see where is the least embarrassing place for a man of my size to find, you know, plant himself. Everybody's chosen. It's like me entering the school year in fucking, you know, January. All the friends have been made, and now I have to find a place to sit for lunch. Right up front, Jennifer, first mistake, right up front in front of everybody, two women sitting apart with a seat in the middle of them. Both very slight, very little women. I'm like, all right, fucking, if it's got to be the front row between these two ladies, so be it. And one is like adorable, squishy as a button, like a big prune, older than fuck, but adorable, like little old lady and shit. When I sat down, she's like, hello. So before I said, I've loaded my bag. The stewardess was just like, right here. Here's a place. Put your bag here. Loaded my bag. And I went to go sit down. I was like, oh, shit. And I went back and I grabbed my earphones. Then go sit down. Sit down between the ladies. I'm like, hello, hello. Just as I'm reaching for my fucking seatbelt. Which, look, I'm not saying I buckle the seat, you know, as easily as I fucking comb my hair. It takes a degree of, but I can buckle that seatbelt still. And that is a hallmark for any fat person. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you can take what you will from me, but don't take the fact that I can still buckle the belt. You know,
I
don't need the fucking extender yet. So, you know, I'm going to buckle. And all of a sudden, Suzanne.
Oh, God.
Good old Suzanne from up front comes in, leans down, and she goes, Mr. Smith, hi. We have kind of a problem. Now.
Oh, God.
First comes into my head, oh, my God, my mother died? Because that's what I'm trained for. You know what I'm saying? Like weird phone calls in the middle of the night. Some stranger coming up to you going, Mr. Smith, I have something bad to tell you. I did not for a single second think what was coming because it was beyond my comprehension. You know what I'm saying? Again, right. I know I'm fat. But I'm not that fucking fat. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's fat and there's fat. There are people who are fat like me, but double wide like me.
But we also fly all the time. We
and
fly
I just
almost
flew there on one
weekly.
Seat. So Suzanne leans down and goes, "Mr. Smith, we have a problem." I said, "What is it?" And she goes, "The captain says that you can't sit here." That's when it starts dawning on me.
Oh my!
And I go, "Oh, why?" Because I don't want to say, "Are you saying what I think you're saying?" And I'm immediately looking to the women either side of me to be like, "Did you fucking bitches sell me out or something? What happened here?" And she goes, "Well, no, it's a safety issue, a security measure." And I said, "What? Wait, safety, security? What are you talking about?" And she's like, "I'm sorry, I just
how
can't.
Is an explanation justified?"
Hold on. Like, well, okay. That's the story. Like, so I'm like, "What? Do you, I mean, but ma'am, I'm fine. I'm sitting down." She's like, "Well, it's just if you can't lower the armrests, then we can't chew." You know what she wanted to say was, "You're too fat. You have to buy two seats, but this plane's too full, so you can't buy two seats. So you're going to have to go." Right. But she kept insisting that the captain, that the pilot was saying this. And I was just like, I'm looking because the pilot, where I'm sitting, there is no way possible for the pilot to see me because I can't see the pilot.
Right.
Even if I lean all the way to the left across the woman who's sitting next to me, maybe I catch a little piece of the pilot. But we're sitting, based on where the galley is, there's no way this man could have fucking seen me. So she's saying, like the captain saying, you've got to get up. And I was like, are you? Oh, I literally said, "Please don't do this to me. Are you serious? Like, are you telling me to get up?" And I was like, "Everybody, like, this plane's full."
Right.
And she's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "But ma'am, the armrest, look." And I put the armrest both down.
Right.
I was like, "They're just up because they were up when I sat down. Like, these ladies had them up." I was like, "I asked them. I mean, ma'am, are you squished?" And the lady to my left was like, "It's only an hour flight."
Right.
Which is fine. I mean, that's not the answer I was looking for, but, you know, fine. I'll take that. But the little old lady next to me can't hear shit. And I'm just like, "Ma'am, am I squishing you?" And she goes, "What?" And I go, "Squish. What?" And I make the squishy, like, "Squish." And she goes, "I'm fine." And I was like, they're both fine. And the lady and Suzanne goes, "Yeah, I'm sorry. Please, this is really, can you, you know, we can... We'll try to make it up to you outside."
Oh, my God. There is no making up for that.
At this point, I'm like, I got one of two things to do. I could sit here and defiantly be like, "No, I'm not getting up," because I was not fitting in my
seat. You had your seatbelt on, and you had both of the armrests down.
But I didn't get to put my seatbelt on, because there was no... I was about to put my seatbelt on, but that didn't happen. It wasn't a test. She wasn't like, "Well, listen, if you can put your seatbelt on..." She wasn't giving me a choice. I put the armrest down,
what
which is supposed
with
to be
this
the
bitch?
Southwest test. I don't know if it was her. That's the thing. I don't know if it was her. My guess, it was the fucking dude in the jetway, the dude who was like revenue, that guy. Mm-hmm. That guy. I think it was that dude. And I think that dude, like, after I sat down, fucking, like, waved her over. Because before I put up my bag and before I was in the seat, 13 seconds before Suzanne was there. And she was all the way over at that other fucking desk.
Right.
So this was in motion before I even got into the plane, before I hit a seat, before I got into the aisle, before a fucking phantom pilot that saw me.
Right.
Saw me. And she, I don't know where it came from, but it wasn't as she represented it. So I'm sitting there going, what do I do? This is potentially fucking humiliating. Because as I sit down, when I first boarded... Silent Bob!
Of course.
Literally.
Inevitable.
I'm not fucking kidding. Like, you know, some people, I'm sure, are like, nobody knows you are. Dude, I ain't
it's
shitting
inevitable.
Around.
It's inevitable.
Yeah, it's just, and it's there. After 15 years and many different platforms, I'm sorry, even if you don't understand it, hate my guts, people recognize me. So I'm on a plane.
It is true.
First few fucking rows look up, and it's like, oh, and he's putting his bag away. He's grabbing his things. Yeah. Him, blah, blah. I was just at Macworld. Maybe some of them were at Macworld, blah, 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 you know. And all of a sudden, I'm thinking, I gotta get up, and everybody's gonna fucking know. Mm-hmm. Everybody's either gonna know I was too fat, or according to these fuckers, or assume I was too fat, or think I was like a shoe bomber.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, am I a fucking terrorist? Like, what is the safety issue?
How dare they?
What's the safety issue? I'm like, I keep asking later on, I'm like, am I gonna explode? Is that the dude in Monty Python's? Like, what safety issue are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And nobody will fucking say it. Nobody will. Say, oh, I'll get
okay.
There. So I'm looking at Suzanne. Suzanne's making it clear that this is gonna happen, and I'm not like, go get the captain, because I'm like, this is Oh, I'm humiliated.
Well, we've talked about it before. You're not going to kick up a fuss on a flight. You're going to end up being escorted off in handcuffs.
Oh, shit. Like, you know, I'm like, believe me, the first instinct is to go all Don Logan and shit and just be like, I hope this goes into the sea or, you know, or just like, and then find the dude and be like, he touched my front bottom. You know,
shit. So like at this point, you're so glad I'm not with you because I would have been.
Because you would be Don Logan where you're like, you know, look, how about I put a cigarette out your fucking eye, mate? That's like, that's you. And I'm the guy who's like, the one you're threatening. I would never be that person. Inside, though, I was just like, oh, my God, I wish I was that guy. But I quietly got up, collected my bag. This is the moment, though. This is the moment.
Oh, God.
The moment where I was like, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay, Kevin, because ultimately it's just going to become a story that you're going to tell for the rest of your life. As I stand, my hand to God, this is a true story. As I stand and go to get my bag, mm-hmm. I make perfect eye contact with a man who is far fatter and wider than me.
Oh, shit.
Squeezed in also to a middle seat, 3-4 rows back. Perfect eye contact.
Right.
And at this moment, you know, if I have a lack of character, I'm going to be like, what about Cubby? What about him?
You would never do that.
I would never throw a fellow fatty under the bus or a plane, as it were. So I was, don't say anything. But that dude's fucking eyes, locked with mine, had this panicked expression of like, please don't tell, please don't tell.
Oh, no, I can't laugh at
totally,
that.
Totally, because he saw me getting taken away, and he's like, I'm way fatter than him. They're coming for us. It's finally happened. They're coming for the fatties. They're taking us to Candyland to kill us. Yes, this dude looks so panicked. And so I collected my bag, went off the plane. Now, you're that stewardess. And she wasn't a stewardess. You're that flight attendant, the person that works the fucking desk. You're Suzanne. How fucking tripping over yourself are you to like fucking make sure that I'm not like crying
right
at this point? I wait in the jetway. She's still doing her shit. Then I'm like, I fucking slowly walk up the jetway, depressed, seeing a camera shot from behind me of the wide man walking lonely up the jetway with his head hung low, dragging
You're
his bag.
Me.
Oh, it was heartbreaking. So I go over to this desk, which is, again, fucking 20, 30, fuck 40 yards away from the gate. And I get there, and the two people there are just like, is Suzanne dealing with you? And I was like, I guess. I hope so, buddy. And he goes, okay. And they go back to their fucking shit. And I sit there waiting and waiting and waiting, and I'm not shitting you. 8 minutes, because I looked at my phone. I was like, if I went and told somebody or insinuated to someone that they were fucking too fat to fly in a plane and made them wait 8 fucking minutes before I got back to him, I would be Hitler. That's Hitler to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is, where's your fucking, where's the
your
customer
humanity.
Service and the humanity? Never mind humanity. Look, maybe she's a fatty hater or whatever, fucking, whatever. I'm not saying you gotta respect me because I'm fat. I'm saying you gotta respect me because I'm a goddamn paying fucking customer. I'm revenue, motherfucker. That dude told me I'm revenue. You don't ever treat a paying customer like that. Ever, 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 ever. And I realize that sounds ironic because I made Clerks. Clerks is a movie, people. I would never fucking treat people like that.
And really, like, I'm trying to count in my head. I think we bought 10 Southwest tickets this week.
No shit. I mean, I was
10.
Sitting there doing the math in my head going
Business
like,
Select,
oh my, yes.
Which is their version of fancy.
$15 more.
You know, and like 10 just this week. Wow.
So
never again.
I'm waiting at the desk and finally fucking Suzanne bombs up. I'm like looking at her fucking badge and immediately writing her name
down. Of course.
And I was just like, and she was like, boy, I'm sorry about that. I was like, I bet. I was like, man, what's the name of the pilot? And she was like, I'm sorry. I was like, the pilot who said I was too fat to fly. She's like, nobody said that. And I was like, why am I off the plane then?
Oh my God.
And she's going, nobody said you're fat. And I was like, what is it then? Why am I here? And she's like, there's safety concerns, sir. And I was like, what safety concerns are you talking about?
Of some sort.
And she goes, there is space allotment for each seat and we're taking up more than your space allotment. I said, don't fucking do that. Just say fat then. She's like, I didn't say fat. That's your word, not mine. I said, lady, I ain't gonna sue you for calling me fat. I'm sitting here telling you I'm fat. But you're telling me, don't sit here and dance around like I'm taking up more space. Lady, that's a euphemism for fat. Like, just be honest with me. But they can't do that because then you could sue Southwest. But that's fat. Like, if you're telling somebody they're taking up more than their allotted space, that's just bullshit PC doublespeak.
A slur of words.
Hey, you're fat. Now, I'm fine with that. I am fat, and that's how I conduct myself in this life. I'm okay. I found a woman who fucked me. I got me a chubby chaser. And if I die early because I'm fat, that's my own fucking fault, my choice. But I am not fat enough to eject off of a Southwest airline flight simply for size. Not yet, motherfucker. I'll tell you when I'm there, because believe me, I'll be talking about it. And I am the guy who, I sat down a toilet and broke it off a wall.
And now, then granted, you told the world.
And I told the whole fucking world, because there's only one way to live with a death mark like that.
Right.
You have to own it. Same with this bullshit
Which
with
is
the plane.
Why we're here.
Oh my goodness. Absolutely. Because believe me, I was tweeting up a storm while I was waiting for my next flight. So I'm standing at the desk. I said, "What's the pilot's name, ma'am? I need the pilot's name." She's going, "We don't give that out." I was like, "Oh, you're going to have to give it out." I mean, I say, "It's on all manifests. You have to give me the pilot's name."
Right.
She was like, "Well, why?" And I was just like, "Why? Because among the many things that I do, I'm kind of a journalist. And you really think I'm not going to talk about this?" I was like, "I need the pilot's name, because he was the dude. You told me he was the dude who wanted me off, right? The pilot was?" And she's like, "That's what I said, sir." And I was like, yeah. "But just say it. Like, I'm asking you, did the pilot tell you that I had to be ejected?" And she's going, "Didn't I say why?" And I said, "Don't run around. Just simple yes or no." I was like, "Are
she
you telling
no
me?"
She had no idea what she was dealing with.
Oh, she had
I've
no fucking clue, man.
I fought with you so
man,
many times, and like, I know exactly.
It was. I was like that fucking demon that springs up from the earth in Fantasia, man. Because I was just like, "You fucking have no fucking clue.
Yeah.
Don't do this to me, lady. I'm way smarter than you." And I just sat there going, I just took her apart.
Mm-hmm.
Took her, and you know, I go lawyer, man. Like, I don't fucking let you speak. And when you speak and say something completely
ignorant,
tears
it apart.
Oh, you know, I'm good. I'm real
word
good at that
by
shit.
Word.
And this chick was
dismantled
like,
any
I
logic.
Think, honestly, in her eyes, what I was suspecting, and I don't know if this is the case, but why I kept asking her, "What did the pilot say? Give me the pilot's name." I don't think the pilot said anything. I think it was the dude in the doorway, and she made a decision on. But she kept saying, "Why would I come down, sir?" And I was like, "I don't know why you came down, Suzanne." I said, "But my ass didn't even hit the seat, and you were in my face. And it took longer to get here from the desk than somebody else had to bring you down here. And I think it was the dude in the jetway." And she's like, "We have phones." I was like, "I realize you have phones, but I know the pilot didn't see me.
Right.
I know. I couldn't see the pilot. He couldn't see me. It is impossible. Tell me the pilot called you down there." And she was like, I told you what happened. I was like, "Tell me the pilot called you down there. What's
the pilot?" At
this
point, are you yelling?
This is the exact voice I'm doing. Luckily, barely anybody around.
I was going
like
to say
two or three people, but I don't
camera
care.
Camera phone out.
I don't care. Even if there was, I was justified. I was righteous.
Absolutely,
at this point.
Absolutely.
And then we had the whole fucking "you're fat, you know, I'm fat," and she's like, "I didn't say that."
Right.
And I was like, "Ma'am, you still have to tell me why I was ejected from that flight. You still haven't done it." She's like, There are safety issues. And I was like, "Ma'am, what does that mean? Does that mean that I'm going to explode on a fucking flight? Like, what does that mean?" And she was like, "Could you, excuse me." And she went to get a manager.
Mm-hmm.
She brings the manager back. And his name was Eric, I think. Eric Diaz or something like that. And he was very, you know, the dude's just like,
"What have I walked into here?"
Oh my God. The dude is just like, "Man, I wish I was at the other desk. Why am I here right now?" Because he's been hearing it, and he's seeing it,
right.
And he's seeing how... Because I'm just like, "Ma'am, you got to tell me. The captain's name, tell me." And she gave me the captain's name. I was like, "What's your name?" And she's like, "You can see right here, Suzanne." I was like, "I need your last name." She's like, "We don't give out our last names."
Oh, yeah,
that's
there was no
policy.
Way she was giving you
and
a last
said,
name.
And I said, "Why is that policy? You know my last name." I was like, "How can you know my last name and I can't know your last name?" I was like, "I don't agree with that policy, ma'am. What's your last name?" And she wouldn't give it to me. And I was just like, "You gotta give me something." She's like, "I'll give you my ID number, my employee ID number."
You're going to tell it to
Absolutely.
Us now, aren't
you? Her name is Suzanne 84175, because she wouldn't give me her last name. So, and then she told me the captain's name was Captain Leysath, L-E-Y-S-A-T-H. And I was just like, you know, thank you. Thank you for giving me that information. Then they worked on my replacement tickets, and then the dude was going like, "Well, what we could do, sir, is offer you $100 voucher." And me and Suzanne, eventually,
Yippee.
Suzanne was starting to lose it with me.
Walk away?
Well, she was just like, "You won't let me speak." And I was like, "Ma'am, every time you speak, you're saying something that strengthens my cause. I don't think you should speak anymore." But she got real frustrated, but rightfully so. But you know what? I had more reason to be fucking, because she didn't know the answer.
Wait until she found out what a big fucking mouth you have, and that you've got an
Jennifer,
audience to listen
fair
to
and
it.
Fucking up front, I told her. I said, "Ma'am, ma'am," I said, "I said when I took the captain's name," she was like, "Why do you need it?" I was like, "Because, ma'am, of the many things I do, journalism, quasi-journalism is one of them. And you really think I'm not going to talk about this? I have to own this. You just ejected me in front of 150, 200 fucking people for what you say is I was too fat, when clearly I was not. I'm fitting between the hand rests. I mean, I can't even believe I'm having this conversation with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I'm fat, but I'm not fat enough to have this conversation.
Right.
I fucked. Somebody fucked me. And everyone on Twitter, because I immediately, after I got my tickets and shit, and they tried to give me $100, he's like, we can offer you a $100 voucher. I was like, that's it? I was like, this is your idea of make good?
So that you can fly that airline again?
No shit. I was like, this is your idea of make good, Suzanne? And she's like, I told you I would try to make it right. And I was like, $100 voucher. Like,
shove
you know what?
It.
She's like, well, what would make it right? I was like, get me on a helicopter home or get me on a private jet home. You guys fucked me over and pulled me off a flight that you had no right to pull me off of and embarrassed me in doing so. Make it better. And their idea of making it better was a $100 voucher. So I told Eric, I was like, with all due respect, dude, keep that $100 voucher. If I take that, that's letting you guys off any sort of hook.
And
bullshit,
also,
keep your
like,
$100.
Indicating
you
that you might
fly
again.
No shit. But then I had to get home. And believe me, I sat there going, I should just get a car and drive home. But I didn't want to drive home from Oakland. I shouldn't
have
had to.
That's what I thought that you were going to do.
I was going to. But then I was like, you know what? I'll be driving home steamy the whole time. I'll be pulling over every 3 minutes to put up a new tweet.
Long,
to be like, another
long
thing.
Drive.
Oh, it's a long drive. And I shouldn't have had it. Absolutely not. 520 flight.
I know.
I don't know whose fault it is. Now, on Twitter, after that, I walked away, I sat down, I was like, oh, I'm going to scorch the earth. Because that's the only way you could deal with a moment like
this. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I had any less self-esteem, mm-hmm. I would be in tears. I would be bawling.
You'd be crying in a closet.
Oh, my God. I would be, I'd be starting a diet tomorrow. That's how upset I'd be. Which I won't be. So anyway, I'm sitting there tweeting up a fucking storm about the whole thing. I don't get to read. I don't stop to read the tweets. I just fucking boom, boom, boom. Southwest Airlines. Boom, boom. Dear Southwest. Boom. Hey, Southwest. Boom. Just one after another and shit like that. Laying out the story. Because fuck that noise. How dare you? You want to embarrass me? Guess what? You're embarrassed now in a big, bad way. And I know that the president of Southwest Airlines didn't do it. And I know the guy that runs the Southwest Twitter didn't do it. But you know what? If you hire a person in your organization who will do that to somebody, you're responsible. So fuck you and fuck your airline. So I just sat there tweeting up a fucking storm. Finally, I get up and I go over to mull about looking for the next game for my next flight. While I'm there, some dude who I at one point ran into in the security line was like, hey, Kevin Smith, chit chat, blah blah blah. That dude Eric finds me. Now at this point I've set off about 20
fucking
tweets.
I know, and you know what I was doing after I heard about the situation? I started looking for other flights for you on other airlines to just sort of walk away.
I thought about
from
it.
From the 7 o'clock
me, I thought
flight,
about
and
it.
There were none.
I know. That's the problem. This
there
weekend
were
was
none.
So fucking packed because of Valentine's Day weekend.
But
every
they also
flight
don't fly
was
Oakland Burbank. They're
but
so
I
small
bought my tickets,
right.
Jen. I didn't
I know.
Need replacement tickets.
I know, baby, but I just want to be able to walk away
twat,
for that.
And I don't mean that as a woman because I think it was the fucking dude in the jetway. Some fucking twat who thought it'd be funny to kick me off a fucking flight. Who's laughing now, motherfucker? I'm not even done. Oh my God, I'm not done. You should see all the people on Twitter that are just like, that's it, I'm done. Everybody writing, everybody outrage. Because most people in this country look like me. You understand that? And if they're tossing my ass off, I'm not even that fucking huge. Believe me, I'm fat, but I'm not the fucking, we got to open up a side of the plane and take this dude off it and shit like that. If I'm getting bounced, anybody who looks like me or bigger, I don't know. If I were you guys, I would be thinking twice about flying Southwest Airlines.
I read a lot of responses on your board.
And a lot of responses from people that are like, bullshit. Like, I'm fatter than you and I fly Southwest Airlines all the time. This is clearly a case of somebody that don't like your movies. But, like, a bunch of people, like, conspiracy theorying it. I gotta tell you, man. Like, I'm fat. I get it. I'm not, like, but I'm not too fat. Or at least this fat.
But also, this is made.
So I need to find how, why. And I'm sitting there going, maybe these fuckers are right. Maybe it was the case of that dude in the jetway. It was like, oh, funny guy, fucking revenue. Ha, ha, ha. We're going to bounce this fucking fat fuck. I hope, if that's the case, I hope that fucker gets fired. I don't give a shit. I don't care. I love the working class. I love working people. But I hate any prick that abuses their fucking position. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Fuck around my time and shit like that. I'm trying to get home to my fucking family, dude. You want to hold me up? Why? Just because you don't like some movie I did? If that's the case.
Right.
I don't know if that's the case.
But you're feeling like that's the case.
I honestly don't know, but I know some people are sitting there going, my God, talk about a big case of denial. It's not just a river in Egypt. Dude, I know I'm fat. That is not why I was truly thrown off that plane, because I fit perfectly in the seat.
I know. I agree. I fly with you all the time.
When I got on the next plane, buckled my shit up, and I tweeted, hey, fucking Southwest Airlines, man, I buckled my seatbelt without an extender. I mean, if I buckled my own seatbelt without an extender, what the fuck did they pull me off that other flight for? Someone's got to fucking go, man. I'm serious. Like, and I'm sorry. I'm not one of these people that's like, no, it's a hard economy. And people are like, how could you wish somebody's job away? Fuck you. You know why? Yeah. I'll tell you why. It would have been fine if that was the end of the story, but that's not the end of the story.
Oh, God.
It's the end of the story for me. You know what I'm saying? Because immediately, once they figure out I got a platform, and I literally told them at the desk, like, I got an audience, and you don't think I'm going to write about this? And after almost an hour of tweeting, somebody got fucking scared shitless, because Eric went and found me somewhere, this other dude who was the manager, and he was like, oh my God, I just wanted to, and he literally said this, I just want to tell you, they were wrong for taking you off that plane. They were wrong for doing it the way they did. And I wanted to make sure that he was like saying, like, you know, you're fat, but they did it wrong. He wasn't saying that. Mm-hmm. He was just going, they were wrong and wrong. I said, Eric, I'm not the guy to fucking kicks up storm and shit like that. I know I'm fat, dude, but I know I'm not that fat yet. Man. Believe me, if I was, I wouldn't come out in public, motherfucker. Like, there are levels, right, and it's
you
like...
You wouldn't put yourself in that situation.
Never, and that's why when I chose that fucking seat, I would never choose that seat if there was a fraction of a chance that I could not fit into it. That's how I live my life. I'm a fat person. We navigate the world differently than other people. We have to think 10 steps in advance for our own dignity.
But also, you know what I'm saying? Recognizable.
Yeah.
And throw
that's what
that
they
in.
Tried to, like, at one point, that chick Suzanne at the desk was like, oh, I recognize you. You're that director. I was like, man, this ain't about who I am.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't about, like, I'm not saying the pilot should have recognized me. I'm saying the pilot couldn't even see that I couldn't, quote unquote, fit in the seat. I'm saying he couldn't. And she's like, are you calling me a liar? I'm not lying. And I was like, man, all I'm telling you is if I couldn't see the pilot, how could the pilot see me? And she's like, all he has to do is lean over and look back. I was like, it's impossible, man. Where I was sitting, can't see me.
All right, so Eric comes out.
So Eric comes out. We want to make this right. And I was like, oh, Eric, you guys will never make this right.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, look, I don't even want to take this airline home, but I got it because I want to go home. And I was thinking about renting a car and driving, but fuck it. I'd rather be home in an hour, and I'll just sit there and fucking seethe on your airline. And he's like, well, can we take your number? I mean, we've got to, talk about that. I was like, look, I'll give you my phone number, man. But, I mean, what the fuck? Honestly, Eric, like, do you really think my dignity is worth $100 voucher?
Right.
Is there any price on it? I was like, I don't give you fucking lifetime tickets. That's not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you got fucked up wrong. And I said, Eric, I know it ain't you. And it's probably not Suzanne.
I don't know. I'm kind of blaming Suzanne, too.
I don't know. But I, and I said, although, and I pointed out some stuff, but I was like, I'm not saying it's her. I said, somebody did this.
Mm-hmm.
This is somebody's doing, and it's not mine. It's not like, it's not me going, this ain't my doing. I'm not the fat one. I'm fat, but I'm not that fat. I'm not fat enough to eject off a fucking plane yet. I'll tell you when I am. I will happily share it. I will make a story about it, a joke about it. I'll own it and go on with life. But I would never lie to you. I could fit in that fucking seat. No problem. Somebody fucked me. Now, I got on to the next flight. Naturally, well, Eric, before I get on to the flight, Eric's just like, well, we're going to pre-board you on this flight. I was like, oh, dude, don't bother. I said, look, I got tickets A1 and A2. I'm right up front. Right. I mean, I'm the first one on the plane anyway. I don't need pre-boarding, please. Thanks. That's fine. They fucking pre-board me anyway, early. And I'm like, oh, good Lord. Which is embarrassing because everyone else is just like, why is he going? Blah, blah, blah. So I go down the jetway and I get on the plane. I immediately go for the first fucking row right up front. Coming to my corner. I have the two tickets, but they took both of them. So I'm telling the stewardess, I was like, ma'am, I bought two seats, but they took both my tickets. She's like, just use your drink voucher, put it there, blah, blah, blah. So I sit down. Start reading the tweets, like reading, the reactions and shit. Because I was like, oh, man, what if everyone's like, you baby? I was like, oh, God, how do I explain I wasn't a baby? It's not. 99.9% of just like, oh, my
understanding.
God. Yeah, understanding, outrage, fucking, come on, dude, you're not that. And fucking my father is twice as high, all this shit. Like, a lot of support, a lot of, like, smells like this. I think you had to hit a non-fan, blah, blah, blah. All that shit. Then somebody said, I don't know where it happened, the timeline. Like, look, I can't see every tweet that hits me. I put up a tweet. I get bombarded with responses. Right. It's like, I don't see them all. And sometimes you'll reload. And then that's what I like to do when I'm on the plane. Like before the flight takes off, I pull up my Twitter page. I try to load like as many as possible. So then I can sit there for like an hour and read. Yeah. I can't retweet unless you got a Wi-Fi signal, but I can sit there and read. So I was catching up on people's reaction. And apparently Southwest Airlines reached out to me via Twitter. Because, you know, I was hitting Southwest Airlines with their Twitter address. So it's not surprising. Now, somebody was just like, oh, okay, stop bitching. They're reaching out. Make it better. I'm like, you know, why do I want to make it better? I was like, you know what? Let them dangle for this flight. Like, it's going to take me an hour to get home. I'm not going to fucking, you know, put shit to bed for them.
Can I also enrage you a little bit further?
Yeah.
I think you got charged for that 520 flight because I got an itinerary sent to me. Well, the one that you got ejected from.
Well, I would have to, but I mean, yeah.
And then for the two additional seats.
You saying they charged me a third time? We'll find. I mean, look, I'd be shocked if I pay for any of these flights, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? I'd be. The first gesture is, here's all your money back for the last month. We're so sorry. But I don't even care. It ain't about the money anymore.
All right, so I'm sorry. Southwest.
Shit airline again. So I'm sitting up front and reading tweets. And Southwest reached out to me. Somebody pointed out that they did. And then they pointed out that I was fucking not addressing them. And I'm like, buddy, I don't see everything that you see. I don't follow fucking Southwest Air. So I don't know if they're responding. And I don't care. I'm not looking for a fucking response now. Now I'm just looking to fucking scorch the earth. You know what I'm saying?
What are they going
to
say?
Yeah, you're sorry? Like, what fucking... And the poor schlub who runs their Twitter account, who's probably like, oh, no, not on a Saturday night. My boss isn't here. Like, how do you deal with this? I have more followers than fucking Southwest Airlines. So it's immediately like a windfall of a bunch of... And believe me, I wasn't even throwing a call to arms out there. I wasn't like, everybody boycott these fuckers. But people just wanted to. People were looking, and then everybody comes out of the woodwork with all their stories about how they got fucked and, like, you know, their luggage gets there, but you don't get there, blah, 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 so forth and so on. So I'm reading. There's some funny shit. There's a, I read one tweet. One dude was just like, how fat is Kevin Smith? Too fat for the sky. That made me laugh. But there was some shit like that. Who sits next to me?
Oh, God.
No. Oh, oh God, but you don't know why. A girl. Very, very large girl. Big like me, maybe bigger. You know what I'm saying? She's one of the more solid ones.
Stocky.
Very stocky. Sits down. So, you know, I'm like,
you're like,
right.
We are fucked.
I was just like, wow, man, did they just create a fat section and put me in this poor girl? Like, have we been profiled? So I'm sitting there and, you know, I'm reading my tweet and chuckling and shit like that because people are really funny. Some of the responses are really funny. And I see the stewardess come over to this girl.
Oh, God.
And lean down and blah, 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 and indicate that she should follow her. And
no.
I'm like, you are shitting me.
No.
Like, is this literally happening again to somebody else? Now, I'm sitting in a row with this chick and mm-hmm. there are three seats. I'm on the end by the window.
Right.
She's on the other end. The middle seat is the
paid
seat
for.
That's paid for.
Right.
There is no good reason whatsoever to have the following conversation with this poor fucking sweet girl. My heart broke for her. I looked in this girl's face.
Wait, they didn't do the
and
same
I saw
thing to her.
Our daughter. You know what I'm saying?
Of
I looked
course.
At this girl's face and mm-hmm. I saw her. Like, our kid's kind of stocky. She's not
right.
fucking bad, but she's solid like me. Unfortunately, right. she got my genes. But I look in this girl's face and I saw, and if somebody did this to my daughter,
God.
I swear to God, I'd beat the shit out of her. I don't care who it is. And I only find out because the chick tells
cry.
Me later on.
Uh-huh.
She gets up, leaves, and at one point she comes back and she orders a very stiff drink. And then, you know, we go the whole flight. I'm fucking listening to the iPod and going to sleep and shit like that. We wake up. I wake up about 15 minutes before the flight lands. You know, they say, like, we're going in for a landing. So at one point, we're sitting there, and I'm looking around the cabin, and we lock eyes, and I smile, and she smiles. And then at one point, she said, where are you going? And I said, I'm going home, man. I was just in Oakland for the day and blah, blah, blah. I said, but I just had a horrible experience with this fucking airline. I was like, they just booted me off the last flight because I was too fat. And she's going, you're not fat. I was like, well, I mean, I'm fat, but I ain't too fat to be. You know, I'm welcome to that diatribe and shit. And she goes, yeah, they just did something like that to me, kind of. I was like, what do you mean? And I knew what she meant, but I didn't want to be like, oh, you know, oh, really? You know, I'd play right. that card. Like, you're kidding. I was like, what do you mean? And she was just like, well, but this part I didn't know. I know they talked to her. I didn't know what it was. And it fucking sickened me. They pulled this poor girl aside and they go, You know, you should might have to buy an extra seat, ma'am, because...
Oh, my God.
I mean, can you imagine this? Can you imagine this? And this is perfect.
And didn't this fucking crew hear what just happened? No,
apparently
you?
Not. Apparently oh not, man. God. Because and this that to me says that's the fucking standard operating procedure
wow.
at Southwest. And I get it. Southwest is like, why should we have to fucking give up two seats to fat people? They take up more seats than one. Build thicker seats, motherfucker. This is the United States of America. More people are fat than fucking thin. Be realistic, you cheap sons of bitch. You try to cram as many fucking seats into a plane as possible. And so the seats are fucking doubly fucking thinner right. than they are. But the people in this country are wider.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a fucking Midwest flight to like Chicago or something like that? I don't understand like what fucking Southwest is building, what clientele they're building a fucking plane for. But they're not human.
Not Americans.
Yeah, they're not Americans. So anyway, she says that they pull her aside and they're just like, you might have to buy. And they weren't nice. I said, were they at least kind? She goes, she was actually pretty bitchy. This chick took it such good stride. And you could tell. Like, you know, every once in a while you meet somebody, like, look, I grew up fat and I put up with some shit, but then you meet some fat people where you're like, oh man, I had it easy comparatively. Mm-hmm. You can tell this chick been to like Nam, her version right. of fat Nam and shit, where she's been hearing it for a lifetime and shit.
Harder for the girls.
Oh, so much harder. And then, right, you know, she sits down and the fucking stewardess pulls her out like she's in school to have conversation in the hall. Unbelievable. So and ugh. So she said, you know,
and it
goes,
wasn't even an issue. There was an empty seat right
that
paid
my point.
For.
I said, and she goes,
it was
well,
an unnecessary embarrassment.
Exactly. Exactly. She goes, you may have to. And this is a woman to another woman. That sickened me too. It, look, if it's some fucking
don't bring
dude,
the gender thing into
no,
it.
No, that's no. Why gender can come in any other fucking time. That's an important part of the story. What woman says that to another woman? You know what I'm saying? Even if it's your fucking job, have a fucking heart. You know how hard it is to be a woman? You know how hard it is to be a fat fucking woman? And you're going to say that shit to her? Find another way or don't say it at all. Right. Quit your fucking job. Change the policy. And that's what I'm more interested in now. I'm never flying this fucking airline again. But after
never
that
again.
Moment with that girl, I was like, you are kidding me. She goes, no. She said that, you know, it's not fair to other passengers who pay for seats and they should get all the space that they deserve. And I said,
unnecessary conversation.
I said, you're sitting in a yeah. row where there's an empty seat. I said, I bought two seats. And she's going, well, she said that I would have to ask you if it was okay. I said,
oh,
you are out
God.
Of your fucking mind. She goes, no. I was just like, oh my God, I can't believe somebody fucking said that to you, man.
Yeah.
And I was just like, didn't. And that person who would say that
mm-hmm.
would know that the flight was not crowded.
And that seat had been purchased already. There was no...
There
was never going to be a third passenger in that row.
Bingo. There's no reason to have that conversation with that woman except to be a cunt. Do you understand? There's no reason to pull that woman aside and be like, you know, you should really think about buying two tickets without calling her fat. She just
right.
sat there, stripped her down, and called her fat without ever using the word. And these fuckers think it's okay. Like that chick Suzanne was sitting there going, I didn't call you fat. Fat is your word.
Mm-hmm.
Because like in their corporate seminars, they're like, you can't call people fat. You have to find different ways to fucking say it. But it's bullshit hiding behind fucking little tiny fucking language foibles. But, you know, they don't hide. They're fucking take the gloves off when they pull a girl outside and be like, right. you know, why don't you buy another seat? It's the same as going, you're too fat, or I think you're fat, or right. something like that. But saying it when she knew that there's no, that the whole flight is not packed, A, and B, more specifically, the aisle that she's chosen, the aisle that she's sitting in, with me, there's a seat between us. We're not even close to touching.
Completely
and you should hear this poor girl talking to me going like, I could still pull down my armrest. We're having this conversation, a couple of two chipsy-obsies talking about how proud we are to still pull our armrest down. And you could tell it's the only fucking shred of dignity that she's got in that moment of time.
Right.
And I'm trying to make it like, hey, trust me, you're doing well. I got booted off the last fucking flight. That's how fat I am. You know how fat I am? You know how fat Kev Smith is? Too fat for this guy. I just read that on Twitter. But my heart broke for her, man.
Right.
Really. That's when I lost it. All that shit before I was in the airport tweeting about Southwest, it's just like, fuck them, you know, fuck you. And I'd say it up right, you know, fuck you. And it was all a big fuck you, scorching mm-hmm. the earth, because fuck you. Once I talk to that woman, now I'm on a mission. Fuck these pricks. I hope they change their policy.
Right.
You know, because that's the thing. I don't want the company to go, you're in a weird position, right? Because it's like, you don't want the company to fail, because there's a lot of jobs, and like, not everyone's the asshole that that fucking broad was, the stewardess to this poor chick.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, Something's got to change. Some policy change should be made. Or maybe it's just as simple as, you know what? Vote with your wallet, cats.
Right.
Vote with your wallet. Never mind. Like, you know, I don't want to boycott. I'm not going to kick up. I mean, obviously I've kicked up a stink. But my whole thing wasn't about when I was tweeting from the airport before I got on that plane and met that girl and heard that fucking story. That was just fucking like, hey, fuck them. You know, kick, you know, I could do this. I've got a lot of followers. It's funny. This is the only way I could possibly own the humiliation that just fucking put me through is to make some jokes about it. That's what I do. That's how I survive in this world. But that was it. I wasn't interested in fucking like, oh, take on the corporation. When I heard that fucking story, something happened to somebody else in the span of like 2 fucking hours unnecessarily.
Right.
That's it. Fuck these people. I'm urging you people. If you're fucking, if you look like me or you're fatter than me, this is how you're treated on Southwest. Now, this motherfucker on Twitter who was pointing out that Southwest has tried to get in touch with me a few times. He's like, you should just talk to him and settle it.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it's like how?
Southwest, of course they're trying to placate me. Why? Because I spent an hour fucking dragging their name through the shit for something they did and they're responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, they're like, well, we got to shut this fucking dude up.
Exactly.
That's the only reason they're trying to help me. Prior to that, prior to me making noise, it was all about, here's a $100 voucher.
No interest.
Sorry we
you.
Humiliated mm-hmm. you. Fuck you. I don't want your vouchers. I don't want somebody on Twitter. I thought it was really funny. They're like, you should make him name a plane after you. I don't even want that.
Oh, no.
I just want him to change the goddamn policy and stop insulting fucking people.
Humiliating people. That
there is no need. Do you know how much money. It sucks to be fat, man? And I'm not, I don't even have the bad fat. You know, they're like, you get cancer and then there's the really bad cancer. I got the fat. I don't have the really bad fat. Do you know how bad, how much it sucks being fat for people who don't have what I have? Like, look, I could fall back on like, you know, I fucking do this. I do this. I'm this guy. I was this guy. I've done enough in my life where, you know, I've got, you know, it's probably where it came from. It all came from being fat, like trying to justify being fat to these fuckers or making yourself somewhat fucking normal. But I mean,
I understand what you're saying.
Oh, it sickens me.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it sucks to be fat. I'm okay with it. I'm not saying feel bad for me. Look at you. I got an amazing fucking hot wife. I got money coming out of my ass, a huge fucking mansion. I'm not being gauche. I'm just saying, don't feel bad for me. I'm one of the few fat guys who's just like sitting on the top of it all going, you know, finally, one for us. But I know how bad it sucks being fat. I remember what it was like being fat before I was fucking, you know, Kevin Smith or the guy who made Clerks. You don't get a second thought. People treat you like shit. You're barely fucking human to some people, man. It's a world of sizes out there.
What I was reading this girl, online.
Her whole life was printed across her face, and my heart broke.
Yes.
And all I could think about is this fucking douchebag up front telling her, like, in the future, you might want to buy There was no fucking need for that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the need. What does she get? Like, oh, she gave her some advice. Maybe she'll lose some weight and she'll live longer. Bullshit. This wasn't done for this woman's benefit. This was done by somebody who wasn't fat to somebody who was, just because they could in that situation. And that's shitty. And anybody who hires somebody like that is a shitty business.
I agree.
Absolute dog shit, man. I got off that plane and I was just like, boy, there better be fucking 19 Southwest Airlines people. Nothing. Not a goddamn thing. And I was like, that's it. You guys are fucked. Fuck you. Bad, bad form, man. Bad. And not for me. I don't give a shit. Look, like I said, I'll lead off of that story for years. I'll always tell the fucking, you know, story. And then it has the beautiful kernel of truth, comedic beauty moment of me seeing the fat guy and please don't tell. Like that instantly becomes a story that I'll tell on stage forever. So once again in my life, I take my pain or take something that could be painful or the potential to really fucking unhinge me. And just turn it into fucking that's what I do. Fucking that's life and blah, blah, blah. Because ultimately, I don't pay that much of a price for being fat. I will 10, 20 years from now, you know what I'm saying, health-wise. But like societally, I don't really pay that much for being fat. The punishment, you know, one usually receives for the crime of being fat in America. But I know people, I know what it felt like to receive the little I did. And I've seen other fuckers get it, man. And it's hurtful. I'm not saying you go out and hug a fat person and shit. And look, obviously there's some of us who just, we either can't control ourselves. We don't want to control ourselves. We just want to eat. Some people drink. Some people fucking do drugs. Some people are fucking eaters. You know what I'm saying? And overeaters. But there's no reason in this beautiful world to fucking make that person's burden any worse, especially as adults. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. It's one thing if, like, there were some kids on a flight going, fatty, whatever. It's just like kids are fucking douchebags and they're kids. This was a grown woman pulling another grown woman aside and emasculating her. Can you emasculate a woman?
Sure.
Do you need a dick to be emasculated? Well, whatever. And this chick took it in such good stride, but only because
she had experienced it her whole life.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? She was just like, well, this is the, you know, fucking, mm-hmm. She comes along with fucking being fat. No, I mean, I knew in that moment. I totally fell for her and fucking like, oh, I was like, you fucking poor son of a bitch. I'm sorry. I really hate to like get out there and be crybaby and shit, but this ain't about me anymore. Like, I don't care what they did to me. Like I said, I'll eat out of that story. And also, I can fucking choose other airlines. You right. know, it's just like, that's not a problem whatsoever. And that's what people are like on Twitter. Like, oh, fuck it, man. Just go to JetBlue. I was like, you're right. JetBlue flies out of fucking Burbank, too. I will happily fly JetBlue. And fucking, I'm sure there's another airline that fucking flies Vegas out of Burbank. If not, I will drive my fat ass out to LAX, where never once has anybody been like, you're too fat to fly on this plane.
I know. JetBlue. I think we just bought like 10 tickets for the family to fly back east on JetBlue.
Yeah.
Go JetBlue.
Absolutely. I hate to say, I'm never going on Southwest again. I mean, it's just like, I swear to you, Jen, it wasn't even like fucking, oh my God, this hurt me. It was befuddling. I was just you guys, are you kidding me? Like,
luckily,
and I didn't want to be that, and I didn't play the whole, you knew
grace.
Who I am
I know,
kind
you
of thing.
Would never do
but
that.
I did want to be like, and I kind of did at the desk, like, look, it
you
don't
are
end
fucking
here.
Fucking with a big mouth.
Oh my God. I mean, that's the thing. It's like at that moment in time, I realized, you know, people ask me on Twitter all the time, what's your favorite part of what you do? Like, what's the best part of being you or fucking making a movie, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's like, God, Throck, and that's the best thing because it's all amazing. But I think I figured out the best thing.
Let's see if it's what I'm thinking.
I have a fucking platform.
I know.
I have a goddamn voice.
Audience.
So many people in this world don't have a fucking voice. And if I didn't have a fucking Twitter, or if I didn't have fucking Smodcast or anything that I do, I would have been some fucking fat schmo fucked at the Southwest counter.
I know.
And that moment when they were trying to fucking like tell me that blah, 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 I was like, oh my God.
So you would encourage other people who run into this sort of situation
mm-hmm.
to do the same thing that you did to...
I don't even know what I did. What did I do? Oh, wrote on Twitter?
Not take it laying down. Not take it laying down. Say something. Stick up for yourself. I understand that you have the platform.
Yes, that's why I felt bad for everybody else. Like, this poor girl.
That's what I'm saying.
And I said, and I remember saying, who did I say it to? Did I say it to Eric or did I say it to Suzanne? But at one point, I said something of like, look, I'm going to write about this because this is the only way I can own what just happened in there. So I'm just telling you, like, it's going out there. You got to... Tell whoever you need to tell, but it's about to happen. It did happen. And I haven't checked it since I got back.
I know.
But believe me, I'm sitting there going like, do I even want to say anything? And that was the big thing.
I know you better than that, baby.
Well, I was like, do I even want to write? If I'm writing it, and this is before I met the girl. Once I met the girl,
mm-hmm.
Then I would have fucking spilled galore regardless.
Right, I know.
But before I met that girl, I was like, do I even want to say anything? Because now everybody's going to write like I'm too fat to fall on a plane. That's not the real story. I mean, literally, people fucking wrote stories online last week about how I was begging for money to make Red State. It wasn't even fucking true. What not true? There is nothing.
Honey.
And it's like people just hear a semi-fact. And build whole stories around it. So I knew the moment I started tweeting, I'm like, okay, just expect, you know, fucking like a bunch of Kevin Smith too fat to fly.
Please. I mean, you got
but you know
on
what?
The second plane. By the time you landed here, it's an hour flight. I was already getting reports of where they'd been written up in, you know, online newspapers. And
that's embarrassing.
San Francisco.
You don't want people.
Channels.
Totally. You don't want anybody like fucking... You know, look, you can look at me and tell that I obviously pack on pounds and shit. You don't, I mean, now I just see like if every bad picture of me that's ever been taken.
They're coming out, baby.
Oh, they're going to be thrown up and like, well, clearly he is too big for a fucking seat. I literally, but you know what? I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
After I met that girl and after I heard her story, I don't give a shit. I don't care who writes I'm fucking fat, blah, blah, blah. Southwest, something has to change.
Right.
Or they just need to be called. Look, I don't even know if they can change, but they need to be called up on the carpet for it or something. Something had to be said. It couldn't just lay there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't. I couldn't be that girl.
No.
I couldn't be that girl who was just like, that was one more fucking indignity I had to goddamn suffer than some fucking thin normie.
So, you know, they pointed their finger at you. You point your finger back at them.
But that's the thing. But a corporation points its finger at you, but they don't. It's one person. I'm not a corporation. I'm one guy. So I point my finger at them, but I don't know who's pointing
their finger at
me.
I'm talking about fucking Suzanne trotting you off the plane.
But I don't know if it's Suzanne's fault. What if it's policy? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I don't know.
What if the captain really did see me? But I refuse to believe that.
Right.
There's no way the captain could have seen me. Honestly, I'm not calling her a liar or anything like that. I think one half-truth led to another, and nobody realized that it would end with a guy going, I don't give a shit about your half-truths.
Right.
I'm going to go tell the truth, right. And fucking that's that. Disconcerting, to say the least. And unfortunately, I didn't want to do, like, fucking bitch cast modcast, but unfortunately, right. I just felt like it should all go in one place, and everybody can draw from the story there. You can say how many times I want to tell this fucking story.
Do you think that you've covered it all? You feel better?
I'm trying to think if there's anything that I left out. I mean, that was pretty much the adventures across the board.
Whew.
It's a lot. I mean, and that was like in the last 2-3 hours.
I was so excited. You were getting on an earlier flight. They had a seat for you.
That sucked, man.
And you could have come home to your family.
That's the thing that sucked. I didn't care about coming home to my family. I just want to come home and get laid. And they really put a crimp in that.
All right, well.
So much so that, like, you think, I couldn't fuck now. I'm too wound up. You know what I'm saying?
You're pretty much going to tweet all night, and that's fine.
Maybe. I mean, yeah. I don't think, if I was you, I wouldn't want to fuck me at this point. Hey, I'm too fat to fuck. They threw me off a goddamn plane.
Don't go crazy.
That's what's going to say on my grave. Too fat to fly.
Don't go crazy.
It is. It's TFTF. That's what they're going to call me. They're going to call me Tiff Tiff. That's going to be my new name. What's up, Tiff Tiff? I'm like, what's Tiff Tiff? They're like, too fat, too fly. I'm like, oh, you're right. According to Southwest. Oh, that's the thing. If it was a bullet that I earned, I swear I would take it and be like, all right, folks, I guess it's time I start losing a fucking weight. This was not the case. Right. I'm not saying it was vendetta or unjustifiable. It was completely unjustifiable, but I am so curious to see what their explanation is. Like, that dude Eric is going, we'll be conducting a full explanation. He goes, we're going to be conducting full investigation. I was like, what does that mean? He's like, well, we're going to find out what really happened. I was like, dude, I told you what happened.
Right.
And Suzanne told you what happened. Like, she said the captain said I had to get off the plane. Do you believe her? And he's just like, well, you know, yeah. But I was like, well, then there's no explanation. The captain told me to get off the
plane.
Totally. But the question, Eric, is why?
Right.
Because I clearly did not. I said, was I violating? I kept saying this at the desk. I said, would you tell me, was I violating some sort of regulation? And they're like, no. And I was like, are you sure? Because that seems to be the only reason to eject me off the plane. There are terrorists that get on the fucking planes. And I get asked to get off because some fucker goes like, yeah, you're too big for that seat. Yeah. When I wasn't? Oh, shoe bomber. They
totally
treat me like a goddamn shoe bomber and shit like that. That's who they're saving this country from.
Let me.
Fat me. Because God be that. Because that's how I'm a terrorist. And how I terrorize is by sitting next to you on the plane and throwing my flab onto your knee or some such shit.
Oh, my. Do you think that they will continue to try and get in touch with you?
They have all of
our contact information in regards to our reservations.
Yeah, but honestly, what can they do? Like,
I'm just wondering if they will try to sort of...
I do on Twitter, Daily Gretzky, Daily Devils. You try to put things every day about something. I will happily do it at fucking Southwest Airline where I just fucking every day write about what shitholes they are until the day I die or Twitter becomes unpopular.
I know you will, baby.
I think I'm justified. Absolutely justified.
Well.
And it's not just for me anymore, man. And in fact, it ain't even for me at all anymore. The minute I started tweeting, I was just like, all right, well, fucking, this is what I'm getting out of this. You know, I'm owning it and this is what I do and blah, blah, blah. But the moment I met that girl, man, I was like, fuck them. Fuck them hard, man. I can't believe. Oh, this poor,
I know. Well,
girl.
Another consequence of people reading about this is other flyers having trips coming up or just for any future travel, we're just like, oh my God, if they're going to do that to him, what are they going to do to me?
That's the only reason Southwest Airlines has reached out to me because I'm not lying. Hundreds of fucking, I'm never flying these guys. I'm fatter than you. I'm not getting on that plane.
Right.
And then a lot of like, I'm thin. Fuck them just because.
Right.
So naturally, and they all include the Southwest Airline address in it. So again, whoever runs their fucking Twitter is just like
having a night.
Totally. Oh my God. And what are they going to say or do? Mm-hmm. What can they possibly say or
That's
fucking
the thing.
Do?
You don't want
to change your policy. Treat people better. Like you better take all those
dignity.
Fucking employees and tell them how to talk to people.
Right.
Because I met three today who didn't know how to fucking do it at all.
Right.
Should not be fucking Southwest. They got hearts on shit at Southwestern Island. They're telling me like we can give you a voucher for our love program. I'm like, love? You just booted me off a plane because I was too fat. Yeah, I'm not. You know, and I can't tell you how many times I was like, lady, I know I'm fat. Trust me,
I know,
but I ain't fat enough to be thrown off this plane
yet.
Oh,
stop yelling.
I can't help it. I was so...
Harley's sitting downstairs going, what the hell happened
Harley's sitting
now?
Downstairs with a friend of hers from visiting from the other side of the country. She's like, her friend's probably looking at her like, what's going on? And Harley's just like, I'm sure my dad just got thrown off a plane for being too fat. This motherfucker's always getting into some problems with his fat.
Oh, you don't, baby. You don't. I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
I honestly, like, don't... really, like, look. It was... Be mad because, like, I could have been home like, 2 hours ago. But don't be hurt for me at all. My feelings...
Mighty protective of you.
I know. But my feelings... I'm a big boy. I'm fucking 39 years old. Right. I was more righteously indignant because I'm like, look. I was like Thomas More. I'm like, this is the point you're going to get me on?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you kidding me? Like, I smell like weed. Throw me off the plane because of that. But don't fucking tell me that I'm too fat to sit in this seat. And that's what they told me. And they were wrong. And I just want to know. I told Eric, the guy, the general manager guy, whatever he was, whatever his position was. I said, dude, I just really now want to know who's responsible.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. I said, I don't want to see people necessarily get fired. I said, but I just got to know who it was.
What exactly happened?
What happened? Who pulled that trigger? You know what I'm saying? Because, whoa.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. This is a bummer, man, because the live fucking smod with the Bears was really, really fun, and that was going to go up instead of this. And this is fucking bitch cast, you know? It's just like, there's nothing funny or entertaining about this.
I don't know. I think people might find it entertaining.
I'm sure. Everybody hates my guts. It's just like, they threw off the fucking plane from me to that kind of thing. But, I don't know. This is, to me, like, there's a part of me. It's just like, I'm just going to burn this and not even post it. You know what? Fuck Southwest Airlines. I'm going to put it up just for that fucking broad. I wish I had asked her name. But, the fucking face, man. That face of just like, yeah, it's Saturday. You know, just like,
right.
I deal with this every day of my life.
Yeah.
So for that reason alone, I feel like put the fucking smodcast up there and... Let cats know, man. That's what you're in for, Southwest. If you're thin, by all means. If you're part of the master race, Southwest Airlines is for you. If you look a little bit different, you might want to go to
it's not even looking different.
Porky's Airline. I don't know where you
America.
Go. Yeah, I know. They got to learn how to treat people, man. You know that's happened to people who...
Don't have a platform.
Who couldn't do it and suffered silently. And probably couldn't even go home and tell their loved one for fear of their loved one being like, you got thrown off a plane
because
you're too
fat. Or just so mortified
fat.
And unable to own it.
Totally.
You know?
Totally. But like, for me, I'm like, you know what? I will not go quietly into that good night. You think you want to tell me I'm too fat to ride on your plane? I'm going to tell the world that I'm too fat to ride on your plane. Like, I think in situations like that, they count on you being like very... You know, circumspect and too embarrassed to share the information.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, in any classic aggressor situation, they're just kind of like, well, I'm banking on the fact that this motherfucker too embarrassed.
Is not
scared.
Going to say anything.
Bullshit. I don't care. It's like, what? I just have to get over the fact that, like, saying I was too fat to be on the plane. They told me I was too fat to be on the plane. It's not true, but that's what they said. And I would rather fucking put that out there in the world than just, like, sit there and quietly let that eat away at me, because if it happened to me, it's happened to somebody else, and it literally happened to somebody else like not 2 hours later.
Right.
So how often is it happening at Southwest Airlines? How many people get pulled aside? How many fat people are getting pulled aside and being told that in the future or right then and there they need to be buying a second seat? And you know what? If it's like, if a plane is full and there's a big fat fucker who's like taking up two seats or something like that, fine. Then quietly pull them aside, hand them a note, whatever, and tell them like, look, man, sorry. You got to buy two. But
if the armrest can go down
and
the seatbelt can go on.
And there's also many open seats on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
What are you riding his nuts for? Why would you do that? Except just to be like, well, I hate my job and I hate working for somebody. But this is how I'm going to blow off some fucking steam by hurting somebody else. to making somebody else's day a little shittier. Because I can't think of another reason why you would ever say that to somebody. You don't say something like that, like, you know, you should really think about buying a second seat. It's unfair to the passenger. You don't say that out of concern. That's not said out of, like, love. That's said just to be a fucking douchebag. And that's mean. Do it to me. I can handle it. Don't do it to this fucking poor chick. She looked like she'd shatter. She looked like a little China doll. She was so fucking delicate and shit like that. I couldn't imagine how she had the demeanor, the fucking fortitude to sit through that woman's comment, number one. And number two, repeat it back to me an hour later, you know, without being like crying about it and shit. Heartbreaks for her. Anyway, fuck that stupid airline.
Next week we fly United.
Yeah, no shit.
Out of LAX.
But that's the thing. And like, I was so incensed when they're, you know, people on Twitter are like, hey, they're reaching out to you. You know, I'm like, of course they're reaching out to me because I made noise.
Yes.
If I didn't make noise and if I didn't make the kind of noise
they're
I did.
Coming from the, you know, the wrong position.
They tried to give me that dude, Eric at the desk at one point. He goes, here's a brochure and it has an address to write. You know, if you have complaints,
precious.
It was. I said, dude, precious. I don't need that. I got Twitter, man. I'm on this shit already. Don't worry about it. I don't need your right
Here's
to address.
Brochure.
I said, Eric, in my world, they're going to come to me. And I was right.
I did. I know.
But it's too late. You don't come to me after that.
We'll see how it all plays out.
There's nothing to play out. Either they apologize. You know what? Apologize to the. I wish I knew the girl's name. Mm-hmm. I wish I knew the stewardess's fucking name. But I could tell you what flight we were on. It was the flight out of fucking Oakland. And
at
I don't know if the
o'clock.
Stewardess said it because I didn't see the stewardess who gave us drinks later on wasn't the chick who pulled her aside because the stewardess was also a little bit heavy. So I could never imagine her saying that to another heavy set person. This person who I saw bring the lady, she looked like one of the people who worked at the desk.
Hmm.
I didn't see her on the flight for the rest of the flight. To be fair, I wasn't looking around for her.
Right.
But, and nor did I. I mean, like I said, I saw her. She passed on my radar when she came to talk to the girl. And I didn't think about it again until the girl fucking told me the story later on. And I was like, that's what I thought it was. But, you know, you can figure that out. I mean, it was a 7 o'clock or 7:20.
So it was 7 o'clock flight out of Oakland to Burbank.
Out of Portland to Burbank.
You keep saying Portland, but it's Oakland.
I keep saying Portland. I'm sorry. Oakland, not Portland. Oakland. Out of Oakland. Yeah, why do I keep saying Portland? But that's the thing. Like, you know, apologize to that girl. You know, and now since you don't know her name, just apologize to fat people everywhere. For being such douchebags about this dopey fucking policy of yours.
They're probably not going to do that.
Really? They should. They were so fucking like scared when I brought up fat, man. That's like fat, black, the N-word, Jew, something like that. And like you could tell their buzzwords were like, we didn't say that.
Right.
But like what else is, you know, you are, this is the exact words. The space you're taking up is larger than the space you're allotted. That
there's no misunderstanding that.
No. And just because you don't use the word fat
doesn't mean you're not saying it.
Yeah, it's just like, what am I, fucking 9, lady? I'm 39. Like, I know how to fucking use euphemisms as well.
Right.
Here's one for you. You're a vagina.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just so fucking like dress it up all pretty. Fuck them. I'm sorry. I'm answering at this point. I never wanted to use the show as a fucking platform, but
well,
this ain't even for me anymore. It's for that fucking poor. Oh,
I know.
I swear to you, I just saw our daughter.
I know.
In her
I know
eyes
that's why it's
and
bothering
her face,
you so much.
And I was like, you fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Who would say that to somebody? You know.
I know, baby. You got poor a big child. Heart.
And a big ass, apparently, because I kind of can't fit in a Southwest Airlines seat. Unbelievable. I was so. It was so fucking weird though when I got onto the next flight. The most important thing in the world to me was buckling that belt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just to be like, look, motherfucker, look.
Pricks. And you did it.
I did. But still, I should lose some weight. But not because of them. Because I should, you know, for whatever reason. But not because I'm too fat to fit in a plane seat. Just because, you know, that's not the point of this. And I know some people, thin people, probably listen and go, that is the point of this, Kevin. If you weren't fat, none of this would have happened. That's not true. I mean, look, I think some people are just shitty and want to be shitty, and you give them license to be shitty by being like, look, you can, you know, fucking make fun, not make fun of, but you can fucking approach fat people and tell them blah, blah, blah.
There is no way to kick up a storm on a plane anymore.
Mm-mm.
People who work on the airlines can treat you any way that they want to.
Yeah.
Because you will leave handcuffs, whether you are in the right.
Believe me, I
or
was thinking
wrong.
About it. When I was sitting there fucking at the front desk arguing,
like,
she brought the manager over. I was just like, look, I know where my tone goes, and it's never threatening, but it's It's up. You could tell that I'm concerned.
But if you had been like, my seatbelt's on, my armrests are down, I'm not getting off this plane, they would have taken you off.
Oh, no shit. Like, could you imagine if I was like, I ain't moving.
Totally.
They would have put use that dog stick on me with the loop on the end and shit.
And
where like all of a sudden
now.
I'm like, no.
So they take all kinds of abuse and disrespect from the airline employees. Because we have no option.
It's not even just that. It's like you read stories too about like somebody in a plane is, you know, in the air acting weird or belligerent. Now, you know, based on September 11th. So there's that. Like, right. If I can't sit there and be like, I'm not getting out of this seat for fear some motherfucker like fucking punches me in the back of the head because mm-hmm. I'm a quote unquote terrorist or something. But fuck them. Fuck South. I guess that's the point of this. I'm sorry. I'm just spinning my wheels at this point.
And I really have to go to the bathroom.
That's the best time to... I think of no better reason to end Smodcast. I swear, next week's Smodcast will be funny and wacky and entertaining again. But in the meantime, sorry. I just have to get that off my chest.
And you did the right thing by doing so.
Thank you. All right. That's Smodcast for this week. I'm Kevin Smith.
I'm Jennifer Schwalbach.
Have a week.